Commonwealth with the kicking tee. He will kick off. The ball is being set on the tee on the 40-yard line. Auburn wearing white with blue numerals, white helmets, white pants. Alabama in the traditional crimson jerseys, white pants, and red helmets. Herman Wilkes back there swinging his leg. The deep end for Alabama, Butch Wilson and Cotton Clark. The stands, every one of them, everybody on their feet. There's not a seat to be had. The official stepping back behind the kicking team. Herman Wilkes is ready. Gets the whistle, gets the nod, and here's the kickoff. Floating downfield, hitting on the 10. Taken by Woods Wilson on the 7. Back to the 10, to the 15, to the 20, to the 22. Shakes the land. Takes another one to 25. Goes to the 30. Goes to the 35. Goes to the 40. Goes to the 45. Goes to the 30. He's going all the way for a touchdown.
Gentlemen, exactly 17 seconds have elapsed since the kickoff. Now to John, 2 pounds lighter for me.
Okay, boy. 2 pounds happier. The Alabama team starting this one off, and one of the most electrifying plays you'll ever want to see any place. As Butch Wilson would like to explain the way that came about, Herman Wilson's kickoff sort of went off the side of his foot. And we thought for a moment or so it might go out of bounds. However, Butch got it about 3 yards inbound at about the 8-yard line, the 8 or 9-yard line. He started right down the western sidelines. He saw the heavy traffic forming. He cut to his right, tip-armed one of the Auburn players, I believe it was Rawson, and turned the corner, and Leroy Jordan nailed one man at the 40-yard line to let him turn the corner, and Butch Wilson, senior halfback from Hewittown, went all the way, 92 yards on the opening kickoff, and wow.
The ball is marked down on the Auburn 17-yard line. Second down, 5 yards to go. Alabama huddling back on the 25. Auburn in white, Alabama in red, 7-0 the Tide leading. Alabama getting ready to make some changes down on the sideline as the Tide comes up with Wiginson wide right on the short running side. Puts Wilson in the slot off to the left. Wilson coming in motion. Here's the option back to Wilson. Takes the man at the 20, goes down to the 17. Brought down on the 17-yard line. Tucker Fredrickson making the grab, bringing him down with Van Dyke and Phil Burgess. Alabama sending Steve Allen in on the line. Allen is coming in and Charlie Pell is going out. Third down. 5 yards to go. He gained about a half a yard, but we'll leave it like it is. Wide is Wiginson out to the left. Alabama has the wind at their back now. The slot back is off to the right. In motion is Wilson, the slot back. Namath back, looking for somebody to throw to. He can. He's going to run. The 15, the 10, the 5. He scores.
Collison, your wide man left. Raymond Ogden, wide right. From the I formation, Joe Namath on a second down, 8 call. Sixth man on the line for defense. Namath keeping, running all by himself, looking for a hole. Then he passes it good to the 45-yard line. Completed to Collison on the 45. Namath looked like he was going to run it out at the last minute. He turned it loose. And I think Joe was a little worried, John, about whether he crossed that line of scrimmage or not. He kept looking back toward the other sideline.
First down, number 6 for Alabama with 8 minutes remaining to play in the half.
Namath so far today has attempted 8 passes and completed only 7. He puts Tolleson wide out to the right now. Brings Ogden in tight on the left side. From the broken tee, he breaks his team in motion. On the option out to Ogden, running along the 40 to the 45. Gets the block at the 50, and he stumbles over his own man as he crosses the 45 to the 42. He stumbled over Hudson Harris.
Hudson gave him a terrific block, Maury. He took that cornerback and rolled him up. And Ray Ogden, as he was trying to cut back, jumped and tripped over his own man. He would have made 2 or 3 more yards before he was hit, and whoever hit him would have known it.
Collison coming out wide right. This time Ogden comes way out to the left. Namath waving him out. Namath running it out, hands off on the play. The cutback over the 40, down to the 38, with Steve Bowman the ball carrier. Bowman gets to the 38-yard line. Second down for Alabama. 6 yards to go. Switching off on the tackles and ends now. Hall comes back in. Sasser comes back in at tackle. Holden Amato comes back in at tackle. Tollison going wide to the right again. Raymond Ogden comes very wide left. No score in this ball game from the I formation. Joe Namath on the handoff. Hurdling the line is Hudson Harris to the 35. And it will be third down and three to go for Alabama on the North Carolina State 35. Now Sasser goes back in, as does Bennett Williams. Number one left tackle and left guard for North Carolina State's Wolfpack. Still no score. North Carolina State has its defensive call. A little wary of that arm when Joe Namath cocks it. Ogden wide left. Tollison wide right. Again that I formation. Namath hiding that ball, keeping, trying to cut the corner. He doesn't get the first down. He goes to the 33-yard line. And it will be fourth down from the 33. And the trainers start out on the field before they untangle. And Namath is shaken up on the play. Namath was shaken up, and John, those trainers were moving toward that field before the play was stopped good.
Mario, we were trying to detect what Joe did on that when he was hit. He was trying to cut back, and he was at a bad angle to the field when he was hit. And Jim Goosetree is out with him. And a hush falls over this stadium, believe you me. Steve Sloan is coming into the ball game. Jim Goosetree still ministering to Joe Namath. It'll be fourth down and a long 1 yard to go for the Crimson Tide, but apparently Coach Bryant plans to go for this one. It looks like it might be Joe Namath's right knee that was hurt on that, and Coach Bryant has come out on the field, kneeling down beside Namath and beside Goosetree. North Carolina State trainer out with his people. They're helping Joe up. Listen to the hand. The students are standing up, giving Joe Namath a standing ovation. All over this side of the field and the far side. Joe came off the field under his own power. He's walking. Fourth and two, and Alabama's going for it.
Alabama's going for that yard. Steve Sloan flanks the man out to the right. Slots one to the other side. Working from a broken tee. Taking a long count. Pitching back behind him to Bowman. He crashes, and he is still going, and he gets that first down. Steve Bowman would not stop. He was hit, and he wouldn't stop, and there's one for old Gifford.
So the final score is Alabama 17, Florida 14, as the disappointed Gators begin to go off the field here at Denny Stadium. And the happy and delirious Crimson Tigers have won this from 17 to 14. They came to this game both undefeated, and now only Alabama remains undefeated. What a football game. I'll try to recap the way it went for you. There were no scores in the first quarter till very late, and Florida punched one over with Steve Spurrier leading a great drive. But Bama came right back with a 79-yard drive that Steve Sloan led, and finally Steve Bowman rammed over to tie the football game by a score of 7-7, and that's the way it was at halftime. But midway in the third period, the Gators got a good drive going, and Steve Spurrier passed for a touchdown to put Florida ahead by a score of 14-7, and that's the way it stood at the end of the third quarter. But Johnny Mosley made a great punt return of 37 yards to put Bama in business at the Florida 34-yard line, and the Tide was able to ram in the tying touchdown. It was 14-14 late in the football game when Bama got the ball inside the Florida 9. But the Florida defense was tough. They held the Tide at the 3-yard line, and David Ray came in and kicked a 21-yard field goal to put Bama ahead 17-14. But moments ago, as you just heard, Steve Spurrier led a great Florida charge upfield, and on the very last play of the game with 3 seconds left, Jimmy Hall missed the field goal. He shanked the field goal from 24 yards away, and the Tide has won a big one, 17-14. Mississippi State going from right to left as we look at them.
deep for Alabama. Dennis Holman and Leslie Kelly. James McNeil kicks it down to the 7-yard line to Leslie Kelly. Kelly running right to the 15, to the 20, and he's hit. Jolted straight up at the 20-yard line and dropped. Slamming through there for the Bulldogs was Bill Lassett, a member of the kickoff unit. He made a fine tackle straight up on Leslie Kelly. A 13-yard return. Alabama puts the ball in play at the inbounds marker on the near side of Memorial Stadium here in Jackson, Mississippi. First and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Mississippi State's defense, led by the linebackers Baggett and Lewis. Roll out now, 6-man front. Alabama splits Tolleson wide to the left. Steve Sloan is starting at quarterback for the Crimson Tide, and the side, strong side, is to the left. The handoff goes to Bowman. Bowman fights for hard, good yardage to almost the 25-yard line. Rolling him down was number 44, Tommy Corbett, coming up from a sideback spot. Steve Bowman stopped momentarily at the line of scrimmage, but second effort Bowman, they could well call him. The Southeastern Conference leading ground gainer picks up 5 more, just shy of the 25-yard line. Second and 5 for the Crimson Tide, opening moments of the second game of a big doubleheader here in Jackson, Mississippi today. Men wide left and right. Tolleson is the flanker on the right side. Sloan looks at him, rolls left. He's back to throw. He throws, completed to the 33-yard line and down to Ray Perkins. Fine catch and a beautiful pass, a down and out pass. Courtney, the side back. Jenny Courtney made the tackle. Courtney is a sophomore. But it's first and 10 for Bama at their own 33-yard line. The Maroons huddling defensively. Alabama huddling offensively. Sloan 1-for-1 in the passing department. No score, 13-30 left in the first period. Wide man, very wide right is Tommy Tolleson. Sloan looks at him, drops back again, he's going to throw. Whips one toward the sideline, completed and out of bounds. But I believe he was out of bounds before he made the completion. That's it, 1 foot was in bounds, 1 foot was out of bounds. Ray Perkins, a Mississippi boy, was the receiver, so it goes as an incompletion. The sideline, kind of a hook pattern to the left was what Sloan was throwing then. It'll be second down. 10 yards to go. The line of scrimmage, the Alabama 33-yard line. As Stan told you, very little wind tonight. A cool, crisp evening in Mississippi. Sloan from the I formation looks, sends a man in motion to the right. Hands to Bowman. Bowman going straight ahead. Gets to the 35, and that's about all. Johnny Castleberry made the initial stop. Dwight Lewis came up from linebacker to help him out. A gain of 2, third down and 8. Alabama making a substitution from the far side. Dennis Holman going in. At one of the flanker posts, he replaces Ray Perkins. Holman is the speedster from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, who has come along very fast after being moved to the flanker back post. As we said many times, the split end and the flanker backs are interchangeable in the Bama offense. So Holman is split left. Tommy Tolleson to the right side. 3rd and 8. Big play here. Sloan drops back. Throws long to Holman. Completed at the 35-yard line. Holman's at the 15, the 10, the 5. A touchdown. A 65-yard touchdown aerial from Steve Sloan to Dennis Holman. And Alabama dramatically jumps out front. 6-0. Holman had his receiver, had his defender beat by 2 strides and took it in. He had to wait a little bit. And Steve Sloan runs down the field and jumps on top of Dennis Holman and says, "Thank you, buddy. We made a great pair."
Tough anytime but down around their goal line off the club.
Hey, drop back. He throws. Completes the wing just at the 15 to the 10. He fights his way down to the 5-yard line.
And out of bounds at the 5. Leslie Kelly is back in at fullback. Save the goal. Gives it to Kelly. Kelly fights his way down to about the 4-yard line. The entire Tennessee forward wall and linebackers diving in on top of it.
Second down. Goal to go for Alabama. Stabler is the quarterback. He calls. Here's the snap. Stabler keeps it himself.
That Alabama score came early in the fourth quarter, and the Tide trailed by only 2 points. Kenny Stabler was the holder, and Steve Davis told me later that only a fantastic athlete like the snake could have handled the center snap, which came bubbling and bobbling back through the water and the mud. But the snake got it down, and Steve made the kick, putting Alabama ahead with just a little bit more than a minute to play. We don't have a tape of that kick, by the way. However, the Vols...
Here's the goal. Here's the snap. It's placed down.
...and Merck of Knoxville. Here's what happened.
Holding will be Dewey Warren. Here's the goal. Here's the snap. It's placed down. It's up. It's no good. He may have hurried that kick a little bit and sliced it a bit. Stays out front 11 to 10 with 12 seconds left. Stan Siegel.
John, credit that Alabama goal line defense with a magnificent stand down there. Alabama got a big break when Gary Wright missed the kick, but Alabama's magnificent goal line stand after Tennessee had moved the ball to the Alabama 3, forcing Tennessee to go for the kick from the hash mark. And John, sometimes I guess the breaks and I guess maybe justice evens itself out in the long run, because I know that Alabama fans will remember when the Tide had a great chance to win in Birmingham last year and didn't, but it looks like they're going to do it this afternoon.
There's no question about it, Stan. It was a magnificent game for Alabama to win and a real heartbreaker for Tennessee.
The ball was knocked out of his hands, and Chad Wood, who was up front blocking for him, dived in to get it at the 3.
That fumble recovery meant about 3 or 4 extra yards for Alabama, so it's a very dangerous way to do it, but it meant a real gain on that play, which almost netted nothing.
Alabama is driving toward the end zone that has the Alabama partisans waving the red and white bunting. Second down, Stabler to Morgan. Morgan battles his way close to the 1-yard line, and that's all. Backing him up were Bozeman, Manton, Michelson, the whole forward wall folding in at the 2-yard line. It will be third down and 2 yards to go. Number 35 coming in for LSU, David Jones. He's a specialty, a specialist at keeping people from jumping over the line. Third down, 2 yards to go at the 2-yard line. Billy Johnson is in there. Kenny Stabler has his power formation to the left. Stabler to Morgan. Morgan makes his way to the 1-foot line, to the 1-foot line. He fumbled into the end zone, but the play was obviously dead. Morgan got to the 1-foot line. I hope you can hear me over the roar of the angry crowd here at Tiger Stadium. They thought that the fumble was claimed by LSU. Alabama has called for a timeout. There's timeout in Bedlam with the score. LSU nothing and Alabama nothing.
Looks like the University of Alabama again is going to forego a field goal from the 1-yard line and try to score a touchdown. Bedlam here, and I'm sure you can hear it in the background here at Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge. The Alabama fans cheering the Tide on while the LSU fans letting go with a monstrous boo. And you can understand why teams have such a tough time down here and why this field is, as the Alabama coaches said during the week, perhaps a 2-touchdown advantage to LSU. Tremendous enthusiasm for football in Baton Rouge. Alabama coming out, goal to go and fourth down.
Fourth and 1 foot. Stabler asks for quiet. He looks behind him. Here's the snap. Morgan dives into the end zone for the touchdown. Over right guard. Eddie Morgan carries it in with a block from Chad Wood. Alabama goes out front by a score of 6-0. And the red and white bunting from the end zone where Alabama just scored on a 51-yard drive, waving back and forth, the million-dollar band serenading them. Alabama has jumped out front 6-0 with 13-19 left to play in the football game. Steve Davis then to attempt the extra point. Bobby Johns will hold. Signals are being called. If you can, they can be heard above the booth. The ball is placed down. The kick is in the air. It is good. There is timeout on the field with the score, Alabama 7 and LSU nothing. The clock moves, 13:15 left. Auburn out front by virtue of a 38-yard Rattler Riley field goal midway in the third period. The weather has been terrible all the way. In fact, the Auburn boys are turning away on the bench from that chill wind and rain that's blowing against him now. Third down, big play here. Here's the fumble by Carter. He picks it up. He's hit down on a penalty play as he gets to the 15-yard line. Penalty play, backfield in motion against Auburn. There's the call. So that stops the clock with 12:55 left. So that's a big break for Alabama because Lauren Carter picked up the ball and saw daylight, what little daylight there is on a day like today, and shot right straight up the middle. Backfield in motion, and there'll be a 5-yard walk-off back to the close to the 31-yard line. 12:55 remain. 3-0. Auburn leads over the Crimson Tide. And Hurston and Giffen, and we get a big bolt of lightning with all of our other woes. Auburn, long huddle. Now they break it out. Forest Blue leads them. Lauren Carter, the junior quarterback, calls the signals. Wide to the right is Christian. Taking the ball, drifting back, dropping back, throwing, incomplete to Christian at the 24-yard line is Lauren Carter. And Tommy Lunsford goes in. He'll be kicking against the breeze. He brought a 41.3-yard kicking effort, average, into the game this afternoon. It was his kicking in the first quarter that kept Alabama at bay when Alabama had the win. Alabama has given up the ball twice, once on a fumble, once on an interception, when they looked like they might be starting to generate a little something. Alabama not even putting a safety man back. Here's the snap. He goes back. Lunsford is being chased. He falls on it at the 46-yard line. And Bedwell shut in there to fall on top of him. So, again, Alabama gets a big break on field position because Lunsford was going to try to kick for the Coffin Corner. Alabama will have it at their 46-yard line, first and 10.
12 minutes, 46 seconds left, and 3-0 is a big score for one ball team on a day like today when the offense has not been able to move. This could be Alabama's great opportunity. But
Stabler has wide men left and right, man in motion left. Stabler, keeping himself, lifts it out. The 45-yard line, 45 to 50, and out of bounds in Auburn territory. I believe that was Tommy Wade. We will check. His number is absolutely obliterated. Jimmy Carter rolled him out of bounds.
John, that's either Tommy Wade or Jillibaugh. I've got the glasses on them, and these are pretty powerful glasses, and it's either a 38 or a 32, and you just can't see.
At any rate, whoever it was picked up 5 big yards and got the ball into Auburn territory for Alabama. Second down and 5 yards to go. Stabler, man in motion left. Trap play at the middle, and I believe it is Jillibaugh. Jillibaugh is hit as he gets to the 47-yard line. Tatum made that play. It'll be third down and 3 yards to go. Chetwood is the other up back. We can see the number on the front of his jersey, number 31. Third and 3 at the Auburn 47-yard line.
Joy, that is Tommy Wade. Now I can see his front number, and that's number 38, the deep back.
The Tommy Wade is the deep back. Man in motion right. Here's Stabler, keeping himself. Stabler now cuts in. He's at the 40-yard line. He's at the 30. He's at the 20. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He scores. Jimmy Stabler takes it in.
How about that fantastic run by Alabama Snake?
and a pass away. The fans in this ring go wild. A fantastic run by Tim Snake Stabler on an option play. He kept looking to the trailing back to make a pitch out. He changed his mind when he saw that he could go for yardage. Bolted down the right sideline. He got onto the area of the field where there's some grass, got some footing, and outraced Buddy McClinton into the secondary to give the Crimson Tide a touchdown and to put Alabama ahead by a score of 6-3. Now Steve Davis comes onto the field. Steve Davis has kicked 17 out of 17 extra points this year. The point could be big in that it would make it impossible for Auburn to tie with a field goal. So that's why this extra point try is very important. Alabama leading 6-3 and going for 7-3. 11 minutes, 29 seconds left to play. And you just would not expect to see a play like that, a long scoring play, on a field in the condition that Legion Field is in this afternoon. But then again, Snake Stabler in his 4 years at Alabama often has done the unpredictable.
Stan, it's been a long time since last spring when Stabler was disciplinary off the squad, and boy, what a bolt of lightning hit a little while ago, and then he just struck himself just then. So, drying off his shoe is Steve Davis trying to keep his extra point record inviolate. The kick is in the air. It is good. Steve Davis has kicked it through. There's timeout on the field. What's the score? Alabama 7, Auburn 3.